Hey, this is Nettie. I hope all is well with you. I'm popping in for what I hope is going to be a pretty short video update. First, to just say thank you to everybody who sent really kind words of, encouragement and support, and everybody who's been praying in response to my mom's recent hospitalization. I sent out notice in my email list because I had to cancel an event when I flew up to Chicago to be with her. Mama doesn't do the internet, but she does believe in the power of prayer. So to kind of balance things, I guess I won't go into details, but I'll just share that my mother is 86. 86. That's such a blessing. And she's at the point where her body is no longer as strong as her will. You know, she's having some pretty serious medical issues and been in and out of ICU. And so I just really appreciate your prayers. I know she appreciates your prayers. And please do remember Renee Maxwell by name and just take her before our Father because He is able. I do want to share just a couple of things because I haven't talked much because not only because I haven't had time, but my mind is all over the place and I'm like literally overwhelmed with everything that is going on. So it's been hard for me to find something to say. But this was with such clarity that I did want to pop on and just share a couple of things that were spawned by a memory from years ago. One day when I was in the gas station and I remember I was behind a woman in line who, it was near the end of the week, and she was purchasing a six pack of something or another and a whole slew of cigarettes and a bunch of lottery tickets. And the person who was checking her out made a comment about that, and she was kind of like, she just said something along the lines of, you know, life is just so hard and this is how I get through it. The alcohol, the cigarettes, and the lottery tickets. And in that moment, it kind of hit my heart. And I didn't have the words or the boldness to say something to her. But I remember just praying for her and saying, you know, life can get rough. And things can build up in our lives. And we have to have some kind of a release. And what it seemed like I was hearing from my over-listening, because I'm nosy, was that she was saying that cigarettes and alcohol and lottery tickets is how she manages, how she makes it through, and there's a better way. And so that came to my mind this morning, and I was like, thank you, Lord, that I don't drink, because I can see why people get lit. I can see why sometimes when things just get on you, thing after thing after thing, when life just gets really tough and it builds up, how you have to have some place to go with that, how you have to have some way to let go of these heavy, heavy things that are burdening your head and your heart. And so I was thinking about, you know, that's kind of how I'm feeling right now. And I just wanted to share really quickly three things that have just been this, that helped me to hang on. Okay. And the first is a cry. When I say a cry, I mean a good old cry. I'm talking about a weeping with intermittent wailing, you know, just letting it all out. Y'all, I honestly do believe that God gave us tears to wash away remnants of pain. He gave us tears as a release valve to just kind of let stuff that's building up in us to seep out. I believe that crying is a beautiful thing in some instances. It is also needed. And I have had moments where sometimes I'll just go someplace off by myself. Sometimes I'll deliberately try to like listen to something or to get to something nostalgic so that I can get that release. Other times it just comes upon me when it does. And when it does, I'm gonna let it go. And so if you happen to see me someplace in worship or out wherever and some tears spring to my eyes, I please do ask that you don't pet me up or try to wipe them away or get me to stop, because here's the thing. Scripture tells us that God counts our sorrows and that He collects our tears in a bottle, that He records what's going on. God knows this. He knows, and He has given us this release. And Scripture tells us that Jesus wept and He has the power to change things. I don't have that power. So if I am using these tears and allowing these tears to be a way for me to get a release, let the tears flow. Let me go and let them flow. It's all right. And I encourage people too sometimes, like, people sometimes say, like, and I don't cry, like that's some kind of badge of honor. If that works for you, that's fine. But there's also nothing wrong. And I think that there's something very beautiful in how God designed us and set things up, that tears can flow and God still knows and he's in control. So that's one, a good old cry. Number two, prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. I am really walking through in this particular point in my life that concept that we saw all the time of praying without ceasing. It's almost like there's no formality. Like, the thoughts in my head are prayers to God. And I'm really walking through the scripture in a way that I've never seen before, that we often don't know what to pray for. This was first real to me when, back in, you know, a couple of months ago, when my sister was struggling with life in ICU, and I was there, and I was like, Lord, I was praying constantly, but it was so hard for me to pray at the same times, because I was struggling with, am I praying a strong prayer of fervent prayer of faith, or am I praying a selfish prayer? Am I praying for my wants over his will? Am I not knowing what to pray for? Not knowing what to pray for. And so it's so awesome that during those times when we are at our weakest, scripture tells us that Holy Spirit steps in and joins us to help. When we don't know what we should pray for, you know, when we're at those moments where we're just like, Lord, we wouldn't pray as we should. We just don't know. Holy Spirit intercedes for us. He prays on our behalf. And it says that he intercedes in groanings that we can't understand, that are in aligned with God's will. And that's why, you know, those moments when sometimes all we can do is just cry or moan or just be still or just be quiet, powerful things are still happening. Powerful things are still happening. And so, you know, in these moments when I'm just kind of like, oh, I don't know, God does, and the Holy Spirit is stepping in. Right now, my prayers are more listening than talking to God. And my prayers are also just affirming what I do know when there's so much that is unknown. And as it relates to what's going on with my mom, what I keep saying over and over and over again in my head and in my heart, and I'm saying it to everybody who asks, is that that's my mama. But more importantly, she's God's child. His hand is on her and he will not fail her. My prayer, I don't know what to pray, but to just affirm the things that I know, that he loves her more than I can ever begin to imagine or to amass in my heart. I'm just praying what I know, because I don't know so much. And so I want to say that to people, that sometimes when we pray, we're trying to tell God what to do or asking questions. And sometimes when we don't know, we can just say what we know to be true to the one who knows it all. And there is a release that comes from that that's even better than the tears. So that's number two. And number three, the third thing is, that I get some release is through, this may just sound kind of frivolous or whatever, but it's through some exercise, through activity. There's something that happens when the sweat or the adrenaline or something like that releases that just helps me to ground and to expel and to bring on exhaustion when I'm already exhausted, but that exhaustion is followed up with strength. It's a time when I can feel powerful, when in an instant that I feel so powerless, when I can move and take care of my body and show ability when my mom is struggling with a bit. I don't even have words. You see what I mean about I don't have words? But it's just really helping me to be very regular and consistent, and I see it as a holistic, a mind, body, soul thing, that as I go into it and I'm doing the stewardship of my body, it's just, it's nurturing my soul and my spirit. So I don't know. I don't have words. But I just wanted to check in and just kind of share that I got a whole lot going on. God is in control. He's still working and teaching and leading. And I'm asking that you pray for my mom and pray for us as I pray for you. And all of these things that I'm going through. One more thing that I did want to share that I got some clarity, and I'm actually putting on this video too, because this is a way for me to record things so that I can remember. I'm not really having time to write, but what I've heard very clearly in meditation is that, you know, for the longest, my plans for the second project that I would have coming up would be to do kind of a follow-up in the series of The Struggle is Real but Not Necessary series that I have. The first was Put Your Faith Where Your Fork Is, which dealt primarily with nutrition. And the second one was going to be about actually, you know, exercise and activity. I have a bozo thing going on right here. I don't know. Anyhow, so the second book was going to be around activity. But what the Lord has really laid on my heart, Holy Spirit made it very clear to me, is that the next project is going to be just a collection of the things that God is teaching me since August, when, you know, the flood came, and then, you know, loss of my sister, and the challenge, just challenge after challenge after challenge that my husband and I and our family have been going through, and how God's hand and his leading and his teaching. And I'm not going through this for nothing, and I'm not going through this just for me, but the things that he is doing to hold and sustain us, I know can be a blessing, or I pray can be a blessing to others. And so that is going to be the next book. And I was even, you know, it was laid on my heart to say end of the summer, put some details around it. So I'm recording it here as a reminder to myself and an accountability. And I just ask that you just pray that eyes can remain open, and that I can get from this what I'm to get, and that it can be of help to other people. But most importantly, that the glory that God deserves is so clear and evident, because he is good. Whatever is, he is good. He is good. And he is worthy. And I give him all the glory and honor. God is good. That's all. You take care. God bless. Be well. I'm heading in to get a good sweat on. I love you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.